serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world. This is the Show Me Sports Network. The following is an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and is a high-fidelity, all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.
Time for Stephen Starr Softball on the Show Me Sports Network. This is the Stephen Starr Softball pregame show on the exclusive home for Starr Softball, the Show Me Sports Network. We'll recap last game's highlights, set the stage for first pitch, and even get the thoughts of the head coach during the pregame show. All while we get set to bring you the exciting play-by-play action of our Stephen Starrs. The best broadcast coverage in mid-Missouri is on the air as Blake Gasway and the crew are ready in the broadcast booth. Exclusive pregame coverage of Stephen Starr Softball is brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. The excitement is building in the stands, and the tension is rising in the dugout as first pitch is just around the corner. You're listening to exclusive coverage of Stephen Starr Softball on the Starz Radio Network, simulcast with video on Team One Sports. Now here's the voice of the Show Me Sports Network and the Starz Radio Network, Blake Gasaway.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everybody. Blake Gasaway here with you as we are getting set for softball action between the Stephen Starrs and the Kind of College Comets. As the Starrs hosting the Comets, taking a look at the starting lineups here. As we'll go through the Starrs lineup here, batting leadoff at third base will be Annabelle Throckmorton. Batting second and pitching will be Elise Kendrick. Batting third at third base.
You need to express your unique
will be
style.
Ivy
How
Smart.
About healthier?
Pause that. As Avery Throckmorton will be batting fourth. She'll be in center field catching. Batting fifth is Emma Wood. Batting sixth will be Jillian Hale. She's at shortstop. At second base, batting seventh, Mia Adriano. Designated player is Clara Pyle. She's batting eighth. Batting ninth is Lindsay Hood. She's in left field. And in right field, a flex player is Grace Tath to round out their starters. We're going to have the national anthem. We'll take a quick break. Starting lineups will be brought to you by Exoner Gasway, Mary Kay, and Penny Beauty Consultant.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
We are entrepreneurs, doctors, vets, and storytellers. We're business leaders, educators, and performers. We are scientists, nurses, and trendsetters. We break the mold and get it done. We are visionary, world-changing magic makers. We are Stevens College. Be yourself. Be good at it. For more information, visit stevens.edu.
Spring always brings two things: taxes and yard work. Oh, you've cleaned up on your taxes. So now's the perfect time to call Salter Lawn Service to clean up your yard. Salter Lawn Service has the professionals to do it all. From mowing to weed control to tree trimming to landscaping, like retaining walls, mulching, and stump grinding. Turn that green you got on your tax return to the greenest lawn in the neighborhood.
Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. Check us out at salterlawnservice.com.
National anthem finished up here at the ballpark as we are closer to first pitch time. Starting lineups and first pitch brought to you by Cassandra Gasway, Mary Kay, and Penny Beauty Consultant. sitting at 58 degrees getting the start here in game one. Elise Kendrick, the 5'7 sophomore pitcher from Columbia, Missouri, played over across the road at Hickman High School, rather. As take a look at the starters real quick for the Connie College Comets. They'll start in center field. Karina Ramirez at third base, batting second is Jenna Wilson at first base, batting third. Elizabeth Thompson catching, batting fourth is Lauren Johnson. Right field batting fifth is Ariana Castillo. Pitching, batting sixth, Amelia Gassman, designated player. Batting seventh is Michaela Snyder. Second baseman batting eighth, Arena Palencia. The left fielder batting ninth is Madison Hyder. And in center field, shortstop, is Virginia Nordia. She's also the flex player. As we're just about ready to begin play. First offering from Kendrick. Misses low ball one. So we are underway. Nope, he called strikes. So late call there. So count sits at 0-1. She'll show bunt. She'll pull a back strike two called. Wind very strong here. That one called strike three. First out of the day comes via the strikeout. So this will be Jenna Wilson stepping in. First offering to Wilson, and their strike one called. Next pitch, there's going to be a bouncing ball to third. It'll be glove, throw to first. They get the out there. So two up and two down. So this will be first baseman Elizabeth Thomas. Right-handed batter, right-handed thrower. She's a senior, 5'7 senior. Hails from Salida, California. Played at Ripon High School. First pitch. This is ball one. Get caught up here for Ramirez to lead things off. She's a 5'3 senior from Buckeye, Arizona. Played at Yonker High School. Offering that one a bit outside, ball two. And for Jenna Wilson, who just hit that 5'3 out, she's a senior, 5'3 senior from Mulberry, Arkansas, played at Northside High School. That pitch, they say that one misses, ball three. So count sits at three balls and no strikes. Thomas again steps back in. That pitch, that one in there called strike one. She was headed down to first base, but has to be recalled here. Next offering, that one swung on and missed. Or strike number two, so now we're full. Three balls, two strikes. Kendrick looks back in. Her next offering, that'll be fouled back. So we'll still stay full, three balls and two strikes. There's going to be another ball fouled off. And wind very, very breezy here. That pitch, that one's going to be hit to first base. I mean, over is Throckmorton to make the grab for out. Number three. We'll take a quick break as three up and three down. We'll go to the bottom of the first inning. So scoreless, you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 1951, Wren's Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Wren's Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Wren's Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Throughout the course of any game, different actions stand out to different people. But everyone remembers a walk-off, especially if it's a walk-off wood bat. Handcrafted right here in Missouri, Walk-Off Wood Bat Company bats are made with premium-grade maple, ash, and birch, fully customizable to make it truly yours. From the length and weight to the barrel and handle color, you're able to customize every feature of your wood bat, including personalized engraving with a 45-day warranty. In addition to selling custom handcrafted bats, they also offer a selection of bat accessories, including lizard skin bat grips and batting gloves. To help find your confidence at the plate, give Walk-Off Wood Bat Company a call at 816-261-1014 or visit wowbats.com.
We go here to the top of the lineup. It'll be Annabelle Throckmorton leading off here at the bottom of the first. Throckmorton, a 5'8 senior here in Columbia, played at Hickman High School. So she will step in here. First pitch to her. In there, strike one. Starting pitcher again is Amelia Gassman. Next offering, there's going to be a ball hit. That'll be a fair ball over the third base bag as Throckmorton drops it in there. She'll be standing at first base. So now this will be starting pitcher Elise Kendrick. For Gassman, she is a right-handed pitcher, a sophomore, 5'4 sophomore from Sherwood, Arkansas, played at North Little Rock, Arkansas High School. First pitch to her, a bit upstairs and outside, ball one in this pitcher versus pitcher duel. That pitch, on a bit upstairs, ball two. There's going to be a ball fouled off. The count sits at two balls and one strike. And the wind playing havoc here as it is blowing everything around. 2-1 pitch, she'll show a bunt. She'll lay down right in front of home plate. They will throw to first to get the out there. Throckmorton goes to second. So one out on the board. Now this will be third baseman Ivy Smart stepping in. Smart, a 5'10 senior from Pittsburgh, Illinois, played at Marion High School. So she steps in here with one out, runner at second. First pitch is upstairs, ball one. That pitch, that one also upstairs. So count sits at two balls and no strikes. Smart steps back in. Runner at second. That's Throckmorton. There's going to be a ball foul back. So count will sit at two balls, one strike. That pitch, that one misses, ball three. So count sits at three balls, one strike. pitch. That one's going to be popped up, and that will get out of play. So now we're full of 3 balls, 2 strikes. So 3-2 the count. Again, one out on the board. Neither team has scored. We play here in the bottom of the first. Next pitch on its way. That one, ball four. So Smart jogs down to first base. Now this is center fielder Avery Throckmorton. Throckmorton, a 5'9 senior from here in Columbia, played at Hickman High School. There's going to be a ball that got past the catcher. So everybody will go forward to base. Throckmorton will be heading to count it. 1-0. Again, that's Avery at home plate. Annabelle on first base. With Smart at second base. That pitch, that one's going to be popped up. So that one will bring the left fielder in. Also going back to shortstop. Nobody made a grab on it. And coming home to score is Throckmorton. And she scores. That gives the lead. To the Stars. First pitch in there called strike one as this is catcher Emma Wood. Wood, a 5'3 sophomore from O'Fallon, Missouri, played at Fort Sumwalt North High School. She'll bunt, she'll lay it down, it'll go foul. So again, the Stars lead by a 1-0 score here. One out on the board, have runners at first and second. Next delivery on its way. There's going to be a ball popped up. We'll be in foul territory. Coming over, and it will drag the net on the way down, so nobody able to get a glove on that. So count still sits at 0-2. Gassman looks back in. She gets the sign. That pitch, that one swung on and missed. Four out. Number two. So this is Jillian Hale, the shortstop, stepping in. Hale, 5'4 senior from South Africa, played at Sunderland High School. First pitch, but upstairs and outside. They'll throw it out to second. They say Smart was able to get under the throw. Next offering, there's going to be a ball fouled off on the first base side. So count will even at 1-1. One delivery, there's going to be another ball fouled off. So count sits at 1-2. One-two delivery, that one fouled back. So we're still at a 1-2 count. So count sits at 1-2. Gassman's next pitch, that one again fouled off. So Hale battling here, down in a 1-2 count. 1-2. Next pitch. That one called strike three. Back-to-back strikeouts in the inning. But Stevens able to put up one run. They did one run on one hit. One error was committed. They left two on the base path. So we will go to the second inning. Stars lead by a 1-0 score. We'll take a quick break and we'll be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stevens Star Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Running out of some of your favorite Avon products and haven't seen an Avon brochure in quite some time? No need to worry. Avon Independent Sales Representative Michelle Cartier can help with your Skin So Soft makeup, jewelry, fragrance, and skincare needs. Avon now carries cleaning supplies, clothing, daily essentials, and several small LG electronic items. You now have the opportunity to shop online 24/7 and have your order shipped directly to your front door by shopping with Michelle at mcartier.avonrepresentative.com. Or find her on Facebook by searching Avon Cartier.
Buff's RV is your locally owned and operated RV dealership in Festus, Missouri. We've been in business since 1972, with several of our employees having over 30 years experience each in the industry. We strive to put customer satisfaction first and foremost. Buff's RV has a well-stocked parts inventory with our main focus on our service department. Call us at 636-937-9183 or stop by and see us at 2085 US 67 in Festus. Whether you need advice, parts, or service, and everything in between, Buff's RV, where your adventure awaits.
We head to the top of the second inning. It'll be catcher Lauren Johnson leading things off. Johnson, a senior, 5'7 senior from Lockport, Illinois, played at Lockport Township High School. So she steps in here. First pitch to her, strike one called. This count sits at 1-0. Again, the Stars leading. Next delivery, that one in there. Strike number two called. So count sits at 0-2. That one misses outside. So count will go 1-2. Next delivery, that one in the turf, so nice job of Wood to stop that. So count evens at 2-2. Two delivery. That one just a bit outside. So now we're full at 3-2. Payoff pitch, there's going to be a ball popped up going back. Can't make the grab as Adriano is just out of her reach.
Up to bat for the Comets,
not a hard hit ball, but just placed it right. This is right fielder, Adriana Castillo. Castillo, a junior, a 5'3 junior from Del Valle, Texas, played at Del Valle High School. First pitch, that one way upstairs. Wood has the sky for that. So count sits at 1-0. Next delivery, there's going to be a bouncing ball foul on the third base side. So count goes even at 1-1. Time called as Wood is going to go out and talk to Kendrick, try to settle her down just a bit. So count sits at 1-1. And Stars lead by 1-0 score. There's going to be a ball. Just made contact to foul it off. Count now goes 1-2. So 1-2 count. Next off, Rita Castillo, and again, another ball fouled off on the third base side. So count sits 1-2. There's going to be a ball. Adriano will glove throw to first to get the out there. It goes a 4-3 put out.
Up to bat for the Comets, we have number 3, Amelia Gassman.
So now stepping in, this is pitcher Amelia Gassman. So she will step in here. Top of the second. First pitch, that one upstairs and outside, ball one. So again, count sits at 1-0. That one in there called strike one, so count evens now, and ball one strike. Runner at second base. That is Castillo. Sorry, that's Johnson. Castillo moved her over. There's going to be a ball lifted to left field. Left fielder going over. She'll make the grab. The throw to second. They say out there, double play. Johnson gets thrown out at second. As double play erases the base path. In the inning, no runs, one hit, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. The Stars lead by the 1-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom help throughout the entire process, from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
We go to the bottom of the second here. It'll be Adriano fouls that one back. She'll be down in the count at 0-1. Adriano, a 5'4 senior. San Antonio, Texas, played at Wagner High School. That one misses. Ball one. Count even a 1-1. There's going to be a ball hit back to the pitcher. She'll knock it down. She'll throw to first to get the out there. So now this designated player in Clara Pyle. Pyle, a 5'7 senior. She's a pitcher from Piedmont, Oklahoma, played at Piedmont High School. So she steps in here. First pitch to her in there, strike one called. So she'll be down in the count. The ball's one strike. Next delivery. One just a missed outside. So count evens at 1-1. A That one misses ball two. There's going to be a ball hit foul. That'll get out of play. So that exits into the bullpen over on the first base side. So count even at two balls, two strikes. That pitch upstairs. So now we're full at three balls and two strikes. That pitch, that one ball, four issued, so one out walk. Puts Pyle at first base. So this will be Lindsey Hood stepping in now. Hood, an outfielder, 5'5", senior from Mount Vernon, Missouri, played at Mount Vernon High School. So she steps in here. She'll step in with one on and one out. First pitch, that one in there, strike one called, as she took that all the way. So she'll be down in the count at 0-1. Oh, one delivery, she'll bunt, she'll lay it down back to the pitcher, who will glove, throw to second to get the out there. So two outs as Pyle is retired. So now we go back to the top of the lineup. Annabelle Throckmorton. Yasmin stares in. First pitch. That one in there, strike one called. And the Stars leading by a 1-0 score here. So no balls, one strike. Next offering to Throckmorton. She's going to pop that one up. Can't make the grab in foul territory as the third baseman, but we'll go to an 0-2 count. Well, Throckmorton steps back in. She'll choke up a bit. 0-2 offering. There's going to be a ball popped up. That one again in foul territory. Sliding grab by the third baseman for out number three. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors. One left on the base path. We will go to the third. Stars leading 1-0. We'll take a quick break and be back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
Since 2018, Hahn Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Hahn Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732 to find out more. Hahn Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
We go here to the top of the third inning. It's batters 7-8-9 due up. This will be designated player and Michaela Snyder. First pitch. That one just misses ball one. Snyder, a 5'8 sophomore from Bakersfield, California, played at Liberty's High School. Big swing for strike one there. Count goes one ball, one strike. There's going to be a bouncing ball. It'll be gloved by Smart at third. Throw to Throckmorton at first for out number one. Good 5-3 put out there. This will be second baseman, Ariana Valencia. She's a 5'6 senior from Phoenix, Arizona, played at St. Mary's High School. First offering to her, there's going to be a ball ripped foul on the first base side, so she'll be down in the count at 0-1. Valencia. Down in the count 0-1. Again, the Stars leading by a 1-0 score. That pitch, that one, Lowood has to get down to block that. So count even at 1-1. That pitch, that one outside. So now we sit at 2-1. So 2-1. Wood lays down the sign behind home plate. There's going to be a ball popped foul. That'll get out of play on the third base side. So now we're at a 2-2 count. So count sitting at 2-2. Next delivery, there's going to be a ball popped foul. That'll go over the third base dugout. And wind picking up, pretty much blowing in from left field into home plate. Next pitch, that one called strike three, two outs on the board. This will be Alyssa Montoya stepping in. She's playing in left field. Montoya, a senior, 5'6 senior. She's going to hit that back to the mound off the glove of Kendrick. Smart gloves, no throw to first. Montoya, 5'6 senior from Del Valle, Texas. So now we go back to the top lineup, Karina Ramirez. There's going to be a ball fouled off. Montoya stands at first base. Ramirez will be down in the count. The ball's 1-1. Next offering, there's going to be a slow roller as she will be tagged on her way to first base as Kendrick gets it, puts the out there. As in the inning, no runs. There was one hit, no errors, and one left on the base path. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Stars still leading by 1-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage. Stephen Stars softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others, drive safely, and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Goodell's historic Major League appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
We We go here to the bottom of the third inning. So it'll be batters 2, 3, and 4 due up for the Stars. This is a leadoff with Lise Kendrick. First offering from Gassman is upstairs and outside, ball one. So count sits at 1-0 and 0 strikes. Gassman again looks in. There's going to be a ball hit high. Coming over in foul territory is the right fielder. She will make the grab for out number one. So one up and one down. Stepping in. This is Ivy Smart. So she steps in. First pitch to her. She's going to hit a ball into center field. Going back on it is the center fielder. It'll be over her head and over the wall as Ivy Smart sends it out of the park as she will be on her way around to touch all of them as she gives the Stars a 2-0 lead. As she sends that one over the center field fence. So now the Stars lead by a 2-0 score. So stepping in now is Avery Throckmorton, the center fielder, with one out on the board. Stars again added to their lead. They now lead 2-0. So that first pitch, that one upstairs and outside, ball one. So count sits at 1-0, no strikes. Next delivery. That one in there called strike one, so count will be even at 1-0, 1-strike. So 1-0, 1-strike count. That pitch, that one misses, so now we'll go 2-1. Two-one delivery. That one misses, ball three. So now we sit at 3-1. Count sits at 3-1-1. Next offering, called strike two. So now we're full at 3-2. So count full at 3-2. Pitch. There's going to be a ball popped up. That is going to be in foul territory. Nice grab by third baseman for out number two. Now this will be catcher Emma Wood stepping in. So Wood will step in here. First pitch to her in there. Strike one called. Count sits at 0-1. Oh, one delivery. There's going to be a ball that'll get down and go to the fence in right center field. She's on her way around first. She'll be in at second base with a double. So Wood lays into that one. That sends her to second base with two outs. Now this will be shortstop Jillian Hale stepping in. So Hale will step in here with a runner at second base and two outs. Again, Stars have plated one run here. They look for some more insurance runs. They're offered. That pitch upstairs and outside, ball one. So count sits at 1-0, no strikes. Next offering, there's going to be a ball sliced foul that'll get way out of play. So count even now at 1-1. So 1-0, 1-strike count. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball lifted. It's foul. Right fielder will not be able to get there as it's just over the fence into the bullpen. So count sits at 1-0, 2-strikes. So they relay that softball back in. So count sitting at 1-2. Gassman's 1-2 delivery. There's going to be a bouncing ball. That'll get through as center fielder will cut it off. Coming home is Emma Wood. She will score as Hale has an RBI single here with two outs in the bottom of the third inning. So Wood scores from second base. So now the Stars lead by 3-0 score. Now this is Mia Adriano. First pitch upstairs and a bit outside. Ball one. The count sits at 1-1, no strikes. Next offering. Swung on and missed. They'll throw to first. Hale back safely. Was a tag. It was sort of close, but she is back safely. So 1-1, one strike count. Gassman's next pitch. That one's going to be popped up. First baseman in foul territory. She will make the grab for out number three. Well, the Stars able to put up a couple more runs. They now lead by 3-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you are tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage. Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At Centurion Cares, for more than 3 decades, their focus has been on exceeding customer expectations for contact center software solutions. Their innovative communication solutions include utility interactive voice response software that allows for smart communication features that let your utility deliver superior customer service 24/7. They also provide other streamlined services like automatic call distribution, automated customer callback, reporting, and quality assurance. To find out more about how Centurion Cares can help your business, call them at 727-421-5300 or look them up online at centurioncares.com. Centurion Cares, innovative communication solutions.
Creating custom, handcrafted woodworking projects has never been easier. Become a member of Sawdust Studios and enjoy 24/7 access to a woodworker's paradise. Outfit with industry-leading professional-grade tools, Sawdust Studios offers endless woodworking possibilities. Don't have woodworking experience? No problem, as Sawdust Studios offers affordable classes from a community of woodworkers, experienced designers, and master craftsmen. Youth classes are also offered for those junior woodworkers. For more information, search Sawdust Studios on Facebook or find them online at Sawdust247.com. Sawdust Studios, your community woodshop.
We go here to the fourth inning. Top of the fourth we go. It's now a 3-0 lead in favor of the Stars as it'll be batters 2, 3, and 4 due up. So start with third baseman Jenna Wilson. First pitch in there, strike one called. It's Kendrick. Still in the circle for the Stars. There's going to be a bouncing ball. It'll be taking it short. Throw to first. In time, two pitches, one out, 6-3 put out. Now this will be first baseman Elizabeth Thomas stepping in. So Thomas will step in. Now we should be ready to begin play. That pitch in there, strike one called. So count sits at no balls and one strike. Next offering. That one called, strike two. So Thomas down in the count at 0-2 here. When we play top of the fourth inning, Stars have a 3-0 lead. Next pitch on its way. There's going to be a bouncing ball foul on the third base side. So, two offering. There's going to be a bouncing ball back to the pitcher. Show glove. Throw to first for out number two. 1-3 put out. Kendrick to Throckmorton. So now this will be catcher Lauren Johnson coming in. She had a single her last time up. So she steps in on the left-hand side of the plate. Kendrick looks in. First pitch to her. Strike one called. So no balls, one strike. Next offering. That one a bit too far outside. So count even at one ball, one strike. One pitch. That one also outside, a bit high. So count sits at two balls, one strike. A pitch. That one in there called strike two. So now we're even at two balls, two strikes. So two balls, two strikes. There's going to be a bouncing ball that'll get past the outstretched glove. Adriano. She laid out for it. So that'll put Johnson with a two-hit day. She will be standing at first base. So now stepping in, this is right fielder Ariana Castillo. Two outs, runner at first. That pitch in there, strike one called. So count sits at no balls, one strike. Next delivery, there's going to be a ball popped up. That will go foul on the third base side. So she will be down in the count at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Next pitch on its way. That one upstairs. Wood had to sky for that. So count sits at one ball, two strikes. That one in there called strike three. And the inning comes to an end. As no runs, one hit, no errors, one left on the base path. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Stars leading 3-0. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
We are entrepreneurs, doctors, vets, and storytellers. We're business leaders, educators, and performers. We are scientists, nurses, and trendsetters. We break the mold and get it done. We are visionary, world-changing magic makers. We are Stevens College. Be yourself. Be good at it. For more information, visit stevens.edu.
Spring always brings two things, taxes and yard work. Oh, you've cleaned up on your taxes. So now's the perfect time to call Salter Lawn Service to clean up your yard. Salter Lawn Service has the professionals to do it all. From mowing to weed control to tree trimming to landscaping, like retaining walls, mulching, and stump grinding. Turn that green you got on your tax return to the greenest lawn in the neighborhood. Hey, this is Stacy Salter with Salter Lawn Service. One call, we do it all. Check us out at salterlawnservice.com.
We go here to the bottom of the fourth inning. Again, the Stars leading by a 3-0 score. They would like to add some more insurance runs here if they could. First pitch to Pyle is called strike one. It'll be Pyle, Hood, and Throckmorton are the three due up here. So the ball's one strike. That pitch. That one misses, ball one. So count even at one ball and one strike. There's going to be a ball fouled off. That will be gloved by the catcher. She'll throw to first for out number one. So now this will be Lindsay Hood stepping in. She reached first on a fielder's choice earlier. So she will step in here. With one out on the board. First pitch, that one inside. Ball one. There's going to be a slow roller up the middle. That will be gloved by the second baseman, but the throw off line, as Hood will be safe at first base. Hood, though, gets up as she slid to first base. And, well, she got stepped on or ran her hand into the... if she got stepped on or if she slid into the bag, but she is holding that left hand, that left wrist area. Said she laid out the, I think she, like she showed there, she caught her thumb as she slid to first base. I think that's what she was indicating maybe, was that as she slid to first, she caught her thumb on the bag, but her momentum kept her going, so she kind of maybe pulled that thumb back. Trevor's going to be out there and take a look at her. Also, head coach and Clint Polson's going to be out to talk to her as well. We said Stars leading by 3-0 score. They've got three runs on five hits. They've committed no errors. They've left four on the base path. For the Comets, they have no runs. They have three hits. They've committed one error, and they've left two on the base path of their own. That's how we got to our 3-0 score, as zeros across the board for the Comets. But for the Stars, they plated one in the bottom of the first, none in the bottom of the second, two in the bottom of the third, and we play here in the bottom of the fourth with no runs plated yet. So it looks like Hood's going to be okay. She's going to stay out there. As stepping in now is Annabelle Throckmorton. First pitch to her. She's going to lay that one down. She tried to leg it out. No throw, as everybody's safe, as third baseman couldn't make the throw. So Throckmorton legs out an infield single. Now it's runners at first and second with one out on the board. Now pitcher Elise Kendrick steps in. Kendrick will step in here. She'll show bunt. She'll lay it down. It'll roll foul. So Cowell said no balls and one strike. So Kendrick steps back in here. Two runners on, one out on the board. Pitch, that one in there called strike two, so she'll be down in the count at 0-2. Good count sitting, and no balls, two strikes. One out, two runners on. Next pitch, that one outside. So count goes 1-2. So one ball, two strike count. Delivery, there's going to be a ball popped foul. That's on the first base side. That will get over near the fence. So count stays one ball, two strikes. So one ball, two strike count again. That one way upstairs. That'll get back to the net. As it goes as ball two, but most importantly, runners advance around the base path. So count even at two balls, two strikes. Next pitch, there's going to be a ball popped up. Second baseman coming over. She will make the grab for out number two. So now it's going to be third baseman Ivy Smart stepping in. Smart will step in here with two outs, runners in scoring at second and third. She steps in here. They're going to give an intentional walk here to Ivy Smart. She had the home run last time she was up, so they will give her the intentional walk. So she'll be standing at first base. First pitch, Brock Morton swung on strike one. Runners at the corners, two outs. Next pitch, the throw down to third. Not there. It's Throckmorton. Now even at one ball and one strike. Next pitch, that one outside, ball two. And the Stars leading by a 3-0 score. They'd like to add a little more insurance here. Gassman's 2-1 delivery on its way. Outside, ball three. The count sitting at 3-1. And Smart stands at first base with the intentional walk. There's going to be a bouncing ball that will be gloved by the shortstop. And she will toss to second for out number three. And Throckmorton ends the inning. No runs. There were two hits. No errors. The bases were left loaded. As we'll go to the fifth inning, Stars leading by a 3-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Since 1951, Renz Automotive has been the leader in complete automotive and tire services, proudly serving the Ashland community and southern Boone County area. Servicing all makes and models of vehicles, customer satisfaction is their top priority. If your vehicle leaves you stranded, no need to worry, as Renz Automotive offers 24-hour towing services. To schedule an appointment, call 573-657-4614 or stop by and see Terry, Peggy, Derek, and the crew at 124 East Broadway in Ashland. Renz Automotive, your full-service automotive repair shop for over 70 years.
Throughout the course of any game, different actions stand out to different people. But everyone remembers a walk-off, especially if it's a walk-off wood bat. Handcrafted right here in Missouri, Walk-Off Wood Bat Company bats are made with premium-grade maple, ash, and birch, fully customizable to make it truly yours. From the length and weight to the barrel and handle color, you're able to customize every feature of your wood bat, including personalized engraving with a 45-day warranty. In addition to selling custom handcrafted bats, they also offer a selection of bat accessories, including lizard skin bat grips and batting gloves. To help find your confidence at the plate, give Walk-Off Wood Bat Company a call at 816-261-1014 or visit wowbats.com.
We go to the top of the fifth inning. Batters 6, 7, and 8 due up here for the Comets. And the Stars leading by a 3-0 score. As this will be pitcher Amelia Gassman, rather, stepping in. First pitch to her in there, strike one called. So she'll be down in the count at 0-1. Kendrick begins her fifth inning of work. That pitch, that one called strike two. So now Gassman down in the count at 0-2. So count sits at no balls and two strikes. There's going to be a ball hit way foul. So that one keeps the count at 0-2. So no balls, two strikes. Next pitch, again, that one cranked foul. That one going to end up on the baseball field. So count sits. And no balls, two strikes. So Gassman steps back in. That pitch, that one low. Wood trying to keep that in front of her. So one ball, two strike count. And nobody out here as we play in the top of the fifth inning. 1-2 delivery, swung on and missed for out number one. Four strikeouts in the day for Kendrick. He's had three looking and one of the swinging variety. This will be designated player, and Michaela Snyder. She's going to single that into left field, so she'll be standing at first with one out. So that's the second baseman, Ariana Valencia, stepping in. So she steps in here. One on and one out. First pitch, that one a bit outside, ball one. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. There's going to be a ball popped foul, so count will even at one ball, one strike. Someone got way out of play. So count even at one and one. And one out here as we play in the top of the fifth. There's going to be a pitch swung on, a miss for strike two. It's got a crust up on that one. So count again sits at one ball, two strikes. One out, one runner on. That pitch, that one is low. That'll get past Wood, so Snyder will advance to second. So count evens at two balls, two strikes. Next delivery, that one low. So count full now, three balls, two strikes, as Wood will jog out, have a conversation with Kendrick. So the meeting is done. She'll come back. So we're full at three balls and two strikes. Next pitch on its way. There's going to be a ball lifted left field. Going over, making the grab for out. Number two is Hood. Snyder has to stay at second base. Now this will be left fielder Alyssa Montoya. So Montoya will step in here. First pitch, that one in there, strike one called. So Montoya down in the count. An 0-1. She'll show bunt. She'll pull it back for strike two. So she's down in the count now at a ball's two strikes. Kendrick looking for strikeout number five. That one will be gloved by Throckmorton. She tags the base as she lays out. That makes it third out of the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on the base path. We'll go to the bottom of the fifth. Stars still leading by a 3-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage. Steven Star Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Seeking to express your unique style? How about healthier, clearer skin? Look no further than Mary Kay. For more than 60 years, Mary Kay has been offering a wide range of high-quality makeup and skincare products that empower you to shine and stand out in any setting. From luscious lipsticks to vibrant eyeshadows, flawless foundations to glowing highlights, moisturizing serum to blemish and acne regimens, Mary Kay's got you covered. If you don't have a Mary Kay beauty consultant, then I've got you covered. To get your best skin, call me, Cassandra Gasway, today at 417-684-2667 or visit online at marykay.com/CassandraGasway.
Buffs RV is your locally owned and operated RV dealership in Festus, Missouri. We've been in business since 1972, with several of our employees having over 30 years experience each in the industry. We strive to put customer satisfaction first and foremost.
Buff's RV has a well-stocked parts inventory with our main focus on our service department. Call us at 636-937-9183 or stop by and see us at 2085 U.S. 67 in Festus. Whether you need advice, parts, or service, and everything in between, Buff's RV, where your adventure awaits.
Play underway already here as there's going to be a ball popped out into center field. As Wood leading things off, she is out. Number one. Now this will be Jillian Hale, the shortstop, stepping in. And Adriano will be due up third. There's going to be a ball fouled way out of play. So Hale will be down in the count at 0-1. So count sits at no balls and one strike. Pitch, that one also fouled way out of play. So count sits at no balls and two strikes. Next offering, there's going to be another one fouled out of play. So count still at 0-2. There's going to be a slow roller. It'll be taken by the second baseman who will glove for out. Number two. It was a 4-3 put out. That'll also be second baseman, Mia Adriano. So Adriano will step in here. She has an 0-2 day. So she'll step in. First pitch to her. This is ball one. Count sits at one ball and no strikes. There's going to be a ball sliced foul. So count sits at 1-1. There's going to be ball popped up. First baseman will step into foul territory. Will make the grab for out number three. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on base in the inning. We'll go to the six. Stars leading by a 3-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back. You're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Starr softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
At the Boone County Journal, we're with you all the way. We know that you're more than just a subscriber. You're an employer. You're a parent. You're a neighbor. Most importantly, you're a community member. It's our goal to provide you with the latest news, sports, opinions, obituaries, classifieds, and more to keep you informed about your community. To find out more about the Boone County Journal or to subscribe, call 573-657-2334 or visit bocojo.com. The Boone County Journal. We're with you all the way.
Hi, I'm retired Army Sergeant Trent Dirks, and I want to tell you about an organization that saved and changed my life forever. Retrieving Freedom provides highly trained service dogs to veterans with disabilities and children with autism absolutely free of charge, thanks to the generous donations and support from people just like you. Experts from Retrieving Freedom helped throughout the entire process from fostering programs through service dog placement. Retrieving Freedom gave me the skilled service dog Tracer, who has been my best friend and my lifeline. To find out more about how you can get involved, volunteer, foster, or to donate, visit their website, RetrievingFreedom.org. Retrieving Freedom, changing lives through the training and placement of service dogs for veterans with disabilities and children with autism.
We go here to the top of the sixth inning. Top of the lineup we go. As first pitch in there, strike one to Karina Ramirez, the center fielder. She has struck out and has also been out at first base. Three unassisted play. She shows bunt, misses that for strike two. So count sits at no balls and two strikes. So we play here in the top of the sixth inning. Stars leading. That one called strike three. She was bailing out of there. So one up and one down. That's how we start this top of the sixth. So this will be third baseman Jenna Wilson. First pitch to Wilson. That one misses a little low, ball one. Fifth strikeout of the game for Kidrick. That one in there, strike one called. So count evens at one ball and one strike. Next offering. There's going to be a ball fouled off on the third base side. So count sitting at one ball, two strikes. So one and two count. Next delivery. There's going to be a ball lifted to center field. Going back on it is Throckmorton. She will make the grab. We're out number two. This will be first baseman Elizabeth Thomas stepping in. As Thomas steps in. Two outs on the board. First pitch. Check her swing at that one. So she'll be heading the count of one ball, no strikes. That pitch, that one is in there for called strike one. Count sits at one ball, one strike. There's going to be a bouncing ball to third. It'll be gloved. They say fair ball. Throw to first to get the out there. It goes a 5-3 put out. Three up and three down. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. The Stars still lead by 3-0 score. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Stars softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
Last Sentinel Firearms is your federally licensed and registered Type 7 FFL manufacturer dealer in Missouri, providing quality products to all types of sports enthusiasts, law enforcement, and individuals across the nation. Orders are currently being fulfilled, offering custom-built pistols and rifles from the AR platform made right here in Missouri. Visit their website at lastsentinelfirearms.com or call them at 417-684-7202 to find out what they've got for you. Last Sentinel Firearms, you are your last line of defense.
Since 2018, Hahn Custom Laser Engraving LLC has been specializing in all things custom, using large format, high powered lasers with some of the most advanced technologies on the market. Anything can become a canvas. The state of the art system makes quick work of custom engraving on cups, glass, tile, wood, acrylic, metal, headstones with endless possibilities. They also offer custom one of a kind signs that are sure to make your design stand out. Find them on Facebook at Hahn Custom Laser Engraving or call 573-489-8732. To find out more on Custom Laser Engraving LLC, a veteran-owned business.
We go here to the bottom of the sixth inning as first pitch to Pyle is outside, ball one. It'll be Pyle, Hood, and Throckmorton, the 3-2 up as batters 8, 9, and 1 in the lineup. So one ball, no strike count. Gassman looks in. Our next offering, that one's going to be fouled back. That pitch, that one outside. That one just a bit outside. So count sits at 3-1. That one called strike two. So now we're full of three balls and two strikes. There's going to be a pitch swung on and missed for out.
number one. And changing directions now. It's blowing in from the outfield. So that'll be left fielder Lindsay Hood. She had a single her last time up. First pitch to her. She's going to single. That one just foul on the third base side. So she'll be down in the count of no balls and one strike. Count sits at 0-1. Next pitch, she'll show a bunt. She'll lay it down. It'll go foul. So she'll be down in the count at 0-2. So count sits at no balls, two strikes. Again, one out here. So we play in the bottom of the sixth inning. So no balls, two strikes. Next pitch, that one called strike three. We're out number two. So two outs on the board. That one misses as this is Throckmorton. So count sits at one ball, no strikes. Next offering, there's going to be a ball that will drop behind the pitcher. They'll throw to first and still get the out as that goes. It's a 4-3 put out to end the inning. In the inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on the base path. As we will go to the seventh inning, Stars leading by 3-0. We'll take a quick break and be right back as you're tuned in to exclusive broadcast coverage of Stephen Stars Softball here on the Show Me Sports Network.
The following public service announcement is brought to you by the Eddie Goodell Society, Jefferson City Chapter 10, doing little things to make a big difference.
Want to make a big difference in your community? Be kind to others, drive safely, and put litter in its proper place.
Join us in celebrating Eddie Goodell's historic Major League appearance as a member of the St. Louis Browns by doing something nice for someone today.
Take a walk, Eddie!
There's no better way to celebrate a special event or show someone just how important they are to you than gifting them something handcrafted from Country with a Heart. Handmade in mid-Missouri, Country with a Heart specializes in hand-built woodworking projects for every occasion. Their design collection includes children's furniture, doll furniture, household items, holiday decor, outdoor decorations, custom projects, and everything in between. To view their full inventory of projects, visit countrywithaheart.com and find them on Facebook by joining the Country with a Heart group page.
So we go to the top of the seventh inning here. Continuing to pick up his pitch. It's taken for ball one. This is batters 4, 5, and 6. So this is Lauren Johnson, the catcher. So one ball, no strike count. Next pitch. That one just a bit upstairs and outside, ball two. The count sits at 2 balls, no strikes. So 2-0 delivery. There's going to be a ball hit to Adreno at second. She'll throw to first to get the out there. So one up and one down. Now this will be right fielder, Ariana Castillo, stepping in. First pitch to Castillo. That one in there, strike one called. So Castillo will be down in the count at 0-1. She steps back in. Kendrick looks in. Next delivery, there's going to be a bouncing ball. That will get through into left field. Castillo will be standing at first base with a one-out single.
Now this will be pitcher Amelia Gassman stepping in. As Gassman has struck out, she's hit into double play. It'd be a good time for another double play right here. Gassman will step in. So Gassman steps in with one on. One out here in the top of the seventh. First pitch, that one down central, strike one called. So she'll be down in the count at 0-1. Oh, one delivery. That one low. Nice job. Wood to keep it in front of her. So count sits at 1-1. Again, one out on the board. Kendrick's next offering. That one upstairs. They'll throw to first. They say back safely. It's Castillo. Stepping back in here is Grossman. That one is low as gets past Wood. So Castillo will go to second base. Still one out on the board. 3-1. This runner at second base again with one out here. Top of the seventh. Stars leading by a 3-0 score. That pitch, ball four issued. So Gassman gets ball four as she will take first base. Now this will be designated player, Michaela Snyder. She had a single her last time up as time called. As coming out is first-year head coach for the Stars, Clint Polson. He'll bring the infield in. So I'm going to have a conversation out there. Again, the Stars leading by a 3-0 score. So 3-0 score. Stars have 3 runs on 6 hits. Committed no errors. They have left 7 on the base path. No runs. 4 hits. 1 error, and 3 left on the base path for the Comets. The Stars looking to close this out. They're 2 outs away from getting the win here for game one. So again, this is designated player Michaela Snyder stepping in. So Snyder steps in. Kendrick looking to get the complete game. That pitch in there, strike one called. So Snyder will be down in the count at 0-1. So 2-1. Again, 2 runners on here with 1 out as we play in the top of the 7th. There's going to be a ball popped up as coming over is Throckmorton from center field to make the grab as runner's going to tag and take third. But 2 outs now on the board. Does. Gassman stays at first, but Castillo takes third. So now 2 outs away. You're in the top of the 7th. This will be Ariana Valencia stepping in. So Kendrick looks in. First pitch to her. That one misses ball one as runners on the corners here. So 1-0, no strike count. Again, 2 outs. Comets down to their last out here. That one just missed a bit outside. Ball two. I guess he called that strike. That one called strike two. But now, Comets down to their last strike. So one ball, two strike count. Next pitch, that one's going to be sliced foul. So count will stay at one ball and two strikes. And two outs on the board. Stars lead by a 3-0 score. Next pitch, swung on and missed for out number three in the inning. No runs, one hit, no errors. Two left on the base path as the Stars are going to get the 3-0 victory over the Comets here in game one. So let me finish my scorebook and I will tell you what the stats are. So again, the Stars able to get the shutout victory. Kendrick goes the complete game shutout. And she holds just a few hits and no runs put up. So the Stars, 3 runs on 6 hits, no errors. They left 7 on the base path for the Comets. No runs on 4 hits. They had 1 error. And they left 5 on the base path as the Stars get the 3-0 victory. They move on to 14-19 overall in the season. For the Comets, they drop to 20-15 overall. As that'll do it for Game 1 broadcast. We're going to take about a 15-minute break. Then we'll be back for Game 2. As for the Show Me Sports Network, I'm Blake Gasaway until we talk to you here after this 15-minute break. So long and have a great rest of your afternoon.
You've been listening to the biggest and absolute best game coverage in mid-Missouri on the exclusive home for Stephen Starr Softball, the Show Me Sports Network, and the Stars Radio Network. Simulcast with video on Team One Sports. Blake Gasaway and the broadcast crew are the ones that know your Stars the best. Exclusive coverage of Stephen Starr Softball has been brought to you by Boone County Journal, Eddie Goodell Society, Han Custom Laser Engraving, LLC, Last Sentinel Firearms, Retrieving Freedom, and Sawdust Studios. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast. Join us anytime on the web at showmesportsnetwork.com or find us on Facebook by searching the Show Me Sports Network. The Show Me Sports Network and the Stars Radio Network, your exclusive home for Stephen Starr Softball.
Serving fans throughout the Midwest and even more around the world, this is the Show Me Sports Network. The preceding was an exclusive broadcast property presentation of the Show Me Sports Network and was a high-fidelity all-digital broadcast. This broadcast is copyright by the Show Me Sports Network for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast without the Show Me Sports Network's written consent is prohibited.